All right, so we're diving into something pretty big today.
Yeah, definitely big.
Disney DirecTV and a deal that's going to have everyone talking.
Absolutely. This is way more than just getting your channels back. This is about the future of how we watch TV.
Exactly. And I think it's safe to say a lot of our listeners felt that Disney blackout on DirecTV firsthand. Anyone miss any of the U.S. Open?
Or Monday Night Football. Ouch.
Big games, big moments, just gone because of this blackout.
Yeah, but honestly, that frustration, as annoying as it was, it's just a small part of this whole story.
Okay, so let's talk about the bigger picture then. This deal, this isn't just DirecTV saying, okay, we'll pay up to get Disney back. This is different.
Totally different. It's like they looked at the whole TV landscape and said, we need to shake things up.
Exactly. This WebPro News article from September 16th called it a groundbreaking deal, and they're not wrong. One word really stood out to me. Flexibility.
Right. Like, remember those giant cable packages we used to have? Hundreds of channels, most of which we never even watched.
Oh, tell me about it. I was paying for channels I didn't even know existed. Probably still am.
Well, this deal could be the start of saying goodbye to all that. They're talking about genre-specific bundles.
So what, like a sports package, a news package, a reality TV package? Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly. Pick and choose what you actually watch. You're a huge sports fan, you grab the sports package, maybe toss in a little news, done. No more paying for those home shopping channels you never use.
Okay, see, now that's what I'm talking about. This is about giving viewers control and honestly, potentially saving them some money.
Right, because right now it's like you either pay for the whole buffet or you starve. This deal could change all that.
It's funny you should mention that because this whole idea of picking and choosing channels, it's not actually new, is it?
Not at all. Back in the early 2010s, Verizon actually tried offering custom cable packages.
They did. I totally missed that.
Yeah, didn't really take off for whatever reason. But now, this Disney DirecTV deal, it could be the thing that finally makes a la carte TV a reality.
Wow, so it's like the idea has been simmering in the background, just waiting for the right moment?
Maybe this is that moment. But even beyond the channel choices, there's another layer of flexibility here, something even bigger.
You mean how they're integrating streaming? Because that's the other huge part of this whole deal, right?
Huge. Disney, Hulu, even ESPN, all potentially bundled in with your DirecTV package.
Okay, so it's not like Disney's going all in on streaming and completely writing off traditional TV.
Not at all. They're playing both sides, making sure they're covered no matter what happens.
Smart. They're basically saying, we see the future and we're going to be ready for it, whether people are streaming everything or still holding on to their cable boxes.
Exactly. It's a savvy move for sure.
And you know what really gives them that power?
Oh, I know exactly what you're going to say. Live sports.
Bingo. It's like the final boss of cord cutting. We can stream pretty much anything these days. Movies, shows, you name it.
But try streaming the Super Bowl with a bunch of friends and see what happens.
Yeah, your internet would probably explode. There's just something different about live sports, that shared energy of everyone watching at the same time.
It's true. You can't replicate that with on-demand. That's why ESPN is such a powerhouse in all of this. Mm-hmm. They've got the live sports game locked down, and this deal just solidifies it.
Totally. Speaking of ESPN, didn't this deal also include something about ESPN for DirecTV subscribers?
It did. Starting in 2025, they'll get free access to ESPN streaming. Kind of a nice perk, right?
Definitely. It gives them a taste of the streaming world while still keeping them connected to DirecTV. But the article we were talking about, it did mention some other players getting into the sports streaming game too, right? Like, is ESPN's grip on live sports really starting to slip?
I wouldn't say slipping just yet, but there are definitely some new kids on the block. Amazon, for example, their deal with the NFL for Thursday Night Football. That was huge.
It was. It's like Amazon threw down the gauntlet or something, showing that they're serious about live sports.
Absolutely. And then you've got services like DAZN, completely focused on streaming combat sports, and they're finding a pretty dedicated audience.
So what are we saying? Live sports on cable is going to be a thing of the past soon?
It's definitely evolving, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The old guard is still holding strong, but these new streaming platforms, they're changing the game.
And how does all of this affect us, the viewers? I mean, this all sounds like a pretty big shakeup. So it sounds like we're headed towards a future where we have way more control over what we watch and how we watch it.
That's the big takeaway from this whole deal, for sure. It really could be a game changer for how TV works.
It's like we're finally ditching those old cell phone plans with the minutes we never used.
Right. No more paying for stuff you don't even want. And hey, if it means saving a little money each month, I'm all for it.
Yeah, who doesn't love saving money? But okay, let's be real. There have got to be some potential downsides here, right? Like, what happens when every single channel has its own streaming service?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Too much of a good thing and all that.
Exactly. Imagine trying to keep track of a dozen different streaming subscriptions, all with their own shows and movies and logins.
You need a spreadsheet just to keep it all straight.
And don't even get me started on the cost. What if all these separate streaming services end up costing more than those old cable packages we're trying to get away from?
There's definitely a balancing act there. Flexibility is awesome, but not if it means breaking the bank.
Right. It's like, I love the idea of having my own personalized TV experience, but I also like being able to pay my rent.
Totally.
Yeah.
But hey, even with all the what-ifs, you got to admit, it's an exciting time to be a TV fan.
Absolutely. We're on the verge of something big here, that's for sure.
And who knows, maybe in a few years, we'll look back at those giant cable bundles and wonder how we ever survived.
Seriously. So for everyone listening, we want to know, what does your ideal TV package look like? Are you all in on streaming, or are you holding on to that cable box for dear life? Head over to our website or find us on social media and let us know. For now, this has been a fascinating deep dive.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
A huge thanks to you, as always, for breaking down this wild ride we call the future of television.
Anytime. Always happy to geek out about TV.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us. Until next time, happy watching.